This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
For over 6 weeks, Michigan's unemployed workers have been trying to survive without extended federal benefits, but that's about to change. The U.S. Senate set to pass a related bill and the president ready to sign it. Norm Isatello, spokesman for the State Unemployment Insurance Agency, tells WILS 13,000 residents who have run out of state benefits will be mailed information on how to apply.
In addition, there's another group of about 60,000 who had been receiving extended benefits. They may be receiving retroactive payments for any weeks that they were not compensated.
Despite recent optimism, the local housing market is losing hope of a rebound this year. Rich Hurl has the story in this WILS exclusive.
Ingham County is on pace to set another record for the number of foreclosures in a year, with nearly 1,000 people in the first half of 2010 losing their homes. The record for an entire year is just over 1,700. That was set just last year. Register of Deeds Curtis Hertel Jr. spoke with WILS.
What I think we need to do is work with the legislature to give people some better, more relief. Under the current bill, people are negotiating oftentimes with a designee that is assigned as a foreclosure company.
And with that, Hertel is hosting a meeting this evening with Ingham County homeowners at the Snell Tower Recreation Center in East Lansing to discuss the foreclosure rate as well as the growing problem of property fraud. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Lansing lawmakers back in session tomorrow getting to work on a state employee retirement bill. Although Ray Hallman, spokesman for UAW Local 6000, tells WILS's Tony Connolly the union is against the current bill because of the 3% salary contribution required by workers.
I mean, last year we had 6 unpaid days off. We're working 80 hours, but only getting paid 78. So we have a long history of helping the state balance their books. And on this particular issue, we oppose it.
Lansing's Neogen Corporation reporting an over 35% jump in earnings in the fourth quarter. The animal and food safety company saw an over $1 million increase in their final fiscal year quarter, earning $17.5 million this year. And 5 public hearings being held at tonight's East Lansing City Council meeting, all of which involve development projects ranging from commercial ventures to apartment construction. A personal property tax exemption for General Motors will be up for approval by the Lansing City Council next week to bring new vehicle production to the Grand River plant. LEDC Vice President Carl Dorsheimer tells WILS at last night's council meeting that there's an automatic state exemption of $130 million for tooling equipment.
But then that leaves $60 million that's not exempt. And there's an Act 320A, it's a state law, that if approved by council would basically exempt the additional $60 million.
Tens of thousands of Michigan's unemployed workers may soon be getting extended benefits. The U.S. Senate set to pass the bill and the president ready to sign it as early as tomorrow. Norm Isatello is with the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency. He says about 13,000 residents who exhausted their state benefits will be affected.
We will be sending out a special mailing to those 13,000 telling them how to apply now once Congress has passed this legislation and it's been signed into law by the president.
Isatello says about 60,000 residents who have already collected some of the extension funds will now be able to continue doing so. In a story you're hearing only on WILS, Ingham County could see a record number of foreclosures for the second straight year. Register of Deeds Curtis Hurdle Jr. spoke with WILS.
977 people as of the end of June have experienced foreclosure in this county. Last year's numbers were 1,701.
A truck rollover on I-96 westbound at Wacoosta Road in Clinton County this morning leads to hours of cleanup and a major backup on the highway. Police say no other vehicles were involved in the accident. Relief is coming to Michigan's unemployed workers, with the U.S. Senate set to pass a benefits extension bill today and the president ready to sign it tomorrow. Norm Isatello, spokesman for the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency, tells WILS a plan of action is already in place.
We will be contacting individuals who have exhausted their state unemployment benefits after the emergency unemployment compensation and extended benefit programs had expired.
Lansing lawmakers back in session tomorrow with the state employee retirement bill still pending. Ray Hallman of UAW Local 6000 tells WILS's Tony Connolly that at this point, the union is not supporting the legislation.
Part of this retirement program is a forced 3% salary contribution. As long as that concession is part of this bill, you know, we're opposed to it.
Police say a 14-year-old boy is being held in connection with an early morning break-in at Sexton High School today. Officers were alerted by the school's alarm system. 3 boys involved in the incident, although there were no signs of theft. And the National Weather Service confirming that two tornadoes touched down in Michigan over the weekend, although little damage was reported. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, high near 85. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 65. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.